Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. I want to talk to you today about how to win over temptation. I think a lot of times we get just frustrated because we feel like we're tempted in so many areas, whether it's spending money that we don't have or eating food when we're trying to lose weight, watching the driving over the speed limit, one of the ones that I struggle with. The confession's good for the soul. Maybe it's the temptation to, just be negative. Our words, we get tempted to say something critical about somebody, and we know that that's not God honoring. Whatever it is, there's things we're always tempted about, and yet I'm thankful that God showed us how to deal with temptation. And Jesus, of course, before he started his ministry, after being baptized, went out in the wilderness for 40 days and then was tempted by the devil himself. So I'm so thankful, as always, that God helps us with areas that he knew we would struggle with this side of heaven. And we're going to be hanging out in James chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. And while you're turning to that, it's kind of interesting because Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, and when the disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray, Jesus said to them in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, we know it as the Lord's Prayer, this is how you should pray: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. The last sentence there: and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So Jesus, even when asked how to pray by the 12 guys that he did life with the most intimately the last 3 years of his life, the disciples, and teaching them how to pray, in the last sentence of that prayer: and lead us not into temptation, but delivers from the evil one. So God knew that we would be tempted, but he's saying, hey, ask me for help. Ask me, Jesus, ask your heavenly Father, ask God. And yet for over 2,000 years, we've been struggling with temptation. Mark Twain said, there is a charm about the forbidden that makes it unspeakably desirable. Then Will Rogers said, the road to success is dotted with many tempting parking spaces. You have to laugh because I know that we all get frustrated sometimes, especially when we give in to temptations. And as I kind of was reflecting, putting this program together, there's two kinds of testing, I think. One is trials from God, which is designed to cause growth. And then we talked about that a little bit a couple weeks ago when I did a couple programs on how to profit from your problems. And one of those is that that's how we grow. So I hope you'll go back to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org, and listen to that 14-minute program on how to profit from your problems. And one of those is that it helps us to grow. A second kind of testing is temptation from the devil, which those are designed to cause us to sin. And we know that sin separates us from God, right? Okay. Sin separates us from God. And we talked about this earlier that, testing and temptation have been going on since the beginning of time. First page, second page of maybe of your Bible, Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 and 17, it says, the Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. And the Lord commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die. And then it went on to say, of course, there's the enemy already tempting Adam and Eve right there at the beginning. It goes on to say in Genesis chapter 3, just a few verses later, now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. And friends, I know there's somebody listening today that right now you're like, yeah, Greg, I know that story, but you know, you're kind of like Eve and was right now. 2,000 years later, you're being tempted by something, and you know that it's not God-honoring, and you haven't given in that temptation, but you know it's right there being very tempting to you, whether it's doing something shopping, or maybe it's a relationship with somebody of the opposite sex that you know is not God-honoring, and yet the enemy knows how to tempt us, and he will try to wear you down. And, of course, the enemy always wants you to buy into the lies. And in verse 4 of chapter 3 of Genesis, the enemy goes on to say, "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. And now, friends, over 2,000 years later, people are still running from God. And yet I'm so thankful that God went on and looked for Adam and Eve later in the garden and asked where they were. And yet part of the reason I'm doing this program today and tomorrow is to let you know that you're going to be tempted, and the enemy's been doing it for, you know, a long, long time. And yet, let's don't be like Adam and Eve and give in to the temptations. And since we know there's going to be tests and temptations, we've known that since the beginning of time, and Jesus even talked about it in the Lord's Prayer when he arrived on the scene. What does James tell us we should do? Well, let's look at James chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. "Blessed is the one," James says, "who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, 'God has tempted me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters, for every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created." There in verses 13 and 14 in James chapter 1, he talks about being tempted four times in those two verses. Actually, five times, I apologize. Five times. So he's trying to get the point across that, you know what, you are going to be tempted, but know that God will help you through it. And so I know today is, we've got just a few minutes left. I want to help you win. You're like, okay, Greg, I got it. I know that we're going to be tempted, but help me out here. Help me. Well, I want to share with you today, and we'll probably finish these up tomorrow, five ways that you can win over temptation. Number one is to be realistic. I mean, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, "There's nothing new under the sun." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind." And then in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, it says, "Jesus was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." And then a second way that we can win over temptation is to be responsible. Be responsible. In James chapter 1, verse 13, it said, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone." And, you know, talk about being responsible. I mean, you know, we got to stop playing the blame game. Oh, we've really gotten bad in our culture about that over the last few years, that everybody wants to blame somebody. And I think back to, gosh, I think it's been over 20 years now, but when the guy sued McDonald's, I believe it was a guy that did it, doesn't matter, a person, male or female, somebody sued McDonald's because they got burned by their coffee because it said, he said, they should have let me know it was hot. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. Who wants coffee if it's not hot? And I know now, 20 years later, Starbucks has made cold brew very popular. But so now it has on coffee cups at McDonald's, warning, contents may be hot. All because somebody, which back then would be like probably 5 million today. And yet, friends, we've been trying to play the blame game ever since. In fact, Adam, you know, we talked about Adam and Eve earlier and eating the fruit and the forbidden tree. You know, later when Jesus looked for him in the garden and talked to him about it, Adam said, yeah, this woman you gave me, after Adam was alone and God saw that it wasn't good to be alone and blessed Adam, making Eve from the rib of Adam. But Adam didn't show leadership, blamed it on his wife. So we've been doing it for over 2,000 years, friends. A third thing that can help us win over temptation is we got to be ready. We have got to be ready. John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said to us, he warned us, he said, the enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. So friends, we got to know that it's coming. Okay, the enemy does want to steal and kill and destroy your dreams. I love in James chapter 1, verses 14 through 16, it says, each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. So I want to ask you today, we all have blind spots. So what is your blind spot today? What is it that you've been deceived by the enemy and are getting ready to give in to temptation, or maybe you already have? And you know, it's one of those things, like sometimes when I'm doing better with my eating and trying to be disciplined, sometimes if I order a salad and I know it comes with a roll or a piece of bread, I'll say, no bread, please. Recently, the guy offered me, I went to Texas Roadhouse to have a meal, and the guy said, would you like some rolls right away? And I said, no, I'm good. Well, the next thing I know, this other guy came back with a thing of rolls and thought, you know, he saw I was new and sitting there and said, sir, would you want some rolls? And this time I gave in to the temptation. Oh, man, those Texas Roadhouse rolls are so good. And that cinnamon butter, are you kidding me? But, of course, since I'd already given in to the temptation, I didn't need just one. I had two. And, you know, I mean, I said no the first time, but then I got tempted again and did not have the discipline. And I say that, one, to let you know, friends, I have struggles just like everybody else, okay? But also we can get wins, and want to encourage you to get that win, but we got to be ready and know if something is going to tempt us. And I had a guy that he struggled with his Home Depot credit card. He liked doing DIY projects, and his wife said to him, hey, if you buy anything else like that, because he talked about this project he saw he wanted to buy, she said, we've already got two of those do-it-yourself projects, junk it up the garage, and if you do a third one, your stuff's going to be in the front yard when you get home. So this guy came up to me on church that next Sunday and said, hey, man, I need you to hold my Home Depot credit card and share what had happened. And so he said, I got to get these other two projects done. And so that way he did not give in to the temptation. So we got to be ready. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 11 says, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. I feel like I need to just say this again, friends. We shouldn't think that we're not going to be tempted. The enemy wants to tempt you because he wants to cause you to sin, which we know separates us from God. And, you know, we just need to have a plan in place. In fact, I'm going to talk tomorrow about four steps that the devil uses to tempt us. And just want to encourage you to make sure that you listen to those programs. And we want to help you with that. I also want to remind you, this the last week of our matching summer gift. So I hope that you'll participate in that. We're out of time. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.